Good morning. I'm great. Thanks.
Well, we appreciate your time this morning joining us because there's a it's a busy time. And obviously, as we just talked to Captain Steve Kellums from the Bloomington Police Department, they're always busy down on East 3rd Street. And you folks at Mother Hubbard's Cupboard Food Pantry, you're always busy as well for different reasons. Tell us about what's going on at the Hub here recently.
Sure. I'm with Mother Hubbard's Cupboard, and we're a community food resource center in Bloomington that works to ensure that everyone who needs access to healthy food can find it in our food pantry, and also in our nutrition and gardening education programs. So we help people get food when they need it in the time of need in our pantry, and then we also help them learn how to grow and cook healthy food on their own.
The teach a man to fish theory, correct?
Yeah, and also help them get the tools that they need. So we have a tool share program that allows people to check out gardening and cooking tools for free.
And it sounds
so we provide the fishing pole.
Yeah,
I was going to say,
it sounds like one of the things that I really think is pretty wonderful is you have them contribute to volunteering with your organization so that they can learn the skills, hopefully, to maintain healthy eating styles.
And Margaret, not everybody has room for a garden either, and that's another thing
that's
to help
for sure.
out.
Right.
So a lot of these folks, I'm guessing, might live in apartments and so forth, and so they don't have access to the green space to have a garden.
That's right. And so we're happy to have people come to our on-site garden near our pantry, and then our other garden in Butler Park, and folks are welcome to help us out in the gardens and then also harvest to take some food home.
And the garden lasts, obviously, during gardening hours, but your mission is really year-round. There is no, as we talked with Captain Steve Kellums from the Bloomington Police Department, there's really no off-season in the fight against. How has the food pantry been doing this year? We've seen other food pantries. The Hoosier Hills Food Bank hasn't been at the highest levels. Where do you folks sit?
Yeah, I mean, we're seeing record months this year. It's always busy in the summer with kids out of school and their families needing more food just to get through. We're staying busy. It's pretty much a steady flow of people through the door every day.
And the reason we're talking to Amanda Nikki today, just to help obviously get the word out there for Mother Hubbard's Cupboard as well. Tomorrow, the MCCSC is having a school board meeting, and there are some issues with poverty in low-income students or people not being able to afford lunch at school. We're trying to get this from all angles. Give us what your angle is at Mother Hubbard's Cupboard about what you think should happen and what you think our community should help, and I don't want to know if it fixes the right word or make their voice heard for tomorrow's meeting.
Sure, yeah. And you know, I'm not an expert in this, but I am a concerned citizen. As a parent and as the director of Mother Hubbard's Cupboard, this just really is close to my heart, this issue. And so, as we understand it, when a child goes through the lunch line, if they don't have enough money to pay for their lunch, if they've accrued the equivalent of three lunches debt, their lunch is taken away from them, the lunch that they've selected, and they're given an alternative lunch that meets the USDA guidelines, nutritional guidelines. And through conversations with district officials, what we've come to understand is that there are really two issues here. There's this policy of taking the food away from children who've accrued too much debt and replacing it, which is known as lunch shaming. And then there's the issue of the debt collection, which is a serious issue for the district. And I understand, you know, as someone who has to have a budget and raise enough money to meet that budget, that's a real thing for the district to be worried about. But what they seem to be unable to do is to extract this, what I see as a very harmful policy towards children from the debt side of the issue. And so what we would like to see is for the board to amend the policy to do away with the lunch shaming side of it and to see some more proactive measures taken in the policy where parents are contacted, social workers are involved, or, you know, just really working with the families to make sure that they're enrolled in free and reduced lunch or that they're aware of other programs that they might be available to use.
And obviously in your business, throwing away food for any reason just doesn't make sense. Talk about how that that could be fixed.
Right. I mean, you know, there doesn't seem to be a need to throw away the food at all. That, you know, it's, to us, it's communicating that the child doesn't deserve the food, and but it should go into the garbage. And we, you know, in our role as a food pantry, we divert so much food from the waste stream. And while we appreciate having access to that kind of food, we'd hate to think that that's happening in our public schools, that perfectly good food is being taken from children and thrown away. So we would like to see that whole practice just go away, and every child who walks through the cafeteria doors get the hot lunch that they choose.
And it's never an easy thing for kids to deal with, and I think I've made this statement multiple times on this program. It's not about the kids. It's about the system or the program. And the more input that the board and everybody else receives from this, hopefully the community can come together and put together a better plan. Have you seen plans anywhere else or in other cities or in corporations that has worked or maybe has a better angle that you could share with the board?
Yeah, I've shared some policy recommendations that come from the Food Research Action Center. They're kind of a think tank that focuses on these kinds of issues and SNAP benefits and things like that. So they've come out with policy recommendations in response to a law that was passed in New Mexico that essentially outlawed this practice of lunch shaming. There are other districts that are following suit and getting rid of the lunch-shaming practice and putting in place more policies that kind of look at the big picture and see how they can support families. Because we're talking about, some of these families are just families who are busy and they forget. I have forgotten to put money on my kid's account. Some of these families, the technology is the barrier. It's
right.
An automated system. You know, you get robocalls when your lunch account is low, and maybe you've changed your phone number or maybe you've moved. And then some of these families just simply cannot afford the cost every day. And maybe, you know, they're avoiding the calls, or they don't want to talk to the teacher or whatever because they're ashamed or they're afraid.
And the kids shouldn't suffer. That's the bottom line, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, the whole thing is just so bizarre to me because it just seems like, why would you start off the process of letting the child go through line expecting to get something and then at the end say no? Why would you not know that?
Well, maybe
at
that's
the
part of the
beginning
change,
part
that,
of it.
Part of the system that needs to change.
Yeah, and that's a particularly depressing part of it. We held a meeting last week at Mother Hubbard's Cupboard just to educate folks on this policy and talk to them about ways we can engage with the school board. And we had a few students who had gone through the schools who shared that this had happened to them at some point, you know, in middle school or late elementary. And what it did was it scared them. They were afraid to go through the line because they were afraid this would happen again at the end. So it kept some kids from just eating on a daily basis because they were too afraid to go through the line.
Amanda Nicky is our guest this morning. She's the president and CEO of Mother Hubbard's Cupboard. Tomorrow night's school board meeting, are you going to be presenting or speaking? Tell us what we should expect tomorrow.
Yeah, I am going to be there to share my public comment. I know a few other people that are involved with my organization and other social service organizations in town will be there as well. And we're hoping that we get a strong turnout from community members. Just to share with the board that this is not the community that we are. We are a community that cares about children, and it has to start in the schools.
And what would be your perfect, such a terrible world. What in a perfect world would be your solution moving forward?
I think first, for the board to amend the policy and do away with the lunch shaming aspect of it. The debt is serious and real, and that is something that definitely needs to be dealt with. But I don't think it needs to be dealt with in this way. I think there are really two separate issues here. And the debt is very important, but I think that it can be dealt with in a more humane way.
And tomorrow night's meeting is at 6 o'clock at the, obviously, the administrative building as well. Public comment will be taken. And the more ideas you can get thrown together, Amanda, I think maybe a better plan for the future.
Yeah, yes, definitely.